Rivian's multi-million dollar investments from Amazon and Ford have received a lot of attention. That left Cox Automotive's $350 million investment in September a bit overshadowed. Cox is less of a household name and perhaps known for its brands like Auto Trader, Kelley Blue Book, and Manheim. For the first time, Cox Mobility Group President Joe George tells WGLT's Ryan Denham about why Rivian was their first equity investment in an automaker and what they hope to learn.
First and foremost, you know, how electric vehicles are going to impact the auto industry. We have a pretty extensive presence in the wholesale and retail automobile business. And so from things like how to value a battery pack in the used market, because there's such a part of the value of a new electric vehicle. And in order to do that, you have to have a pretty good understanding of the charge discharge histories of the batteries. And so, you know, part of working with the Rivian team is just to learn about how these battery packs wear over time, and so that we can do a good job informing the aftermarket and ultimately consumers about the health of the battery and then the corresponding value.
You mentioned your interest in Rivian was in part on trying to get a better handle on things like how to value a battery pack, once it hits the used market. Can you, even go bigger picture and talk about what attracted you to Rivian as a company? There are any number of places where you could study batteries, but why Rivian? What was attractive about them?
Yeah, I think we like the fact that they're an all-electric manufacturer. You know, the Cox family has been very active in sustainability over the past decade. We have a program called Cox Conserves, where we're making investments across different clean technologies and sustainable food production and helping businesses do a better job managing their carbon footprint. And so when the Rivian announcement came along and we met RJ and we, you know, his philosophy around, making the planet a better place through electrification and transportation, we're very intrigued. Then when you go into his philosophy around the skateboard, which has, you know, you can have multiple implementations or form factors that you can put on top of the skateboard, we just thought that was very compelling, because we think a lot of the future of how we get from point A to point B for goods and package delivery is along the lines of, you know, what Amazon's contemplating doing. So, you know, we knew Amazon was going to be part of it, and we just felt like, as well as Ford, we just felt like it was the right alchemy of partners. And also the vehicle is, you know, when you start fresh, you know, you can develop the operating system from the ground up. So there's a lot of really interesting things around connectivity.
What can you say at this point about what you guys will be doing for Rivian? I mean, other than you learning from kind of the battery side of it, what are the other things that kind of make up this partnership?
Well, I think the main is just knowledge transfer in and around the battery systems, and how can we help the whole industry together do a better job of assessing a battery EV vehicle, so that people bid in the secondary market the appropriate price, because that helps with residual values, which then helps consumers with more affordable payments. So that's where a lot of our energy is going to be. And I think as you pan back and you look at the second life, secondary use, and recycling of these battery systems, we're very interested as part of our Cox Conserves effort into where the battery cells go once they've gone past their effective life in an automotive application. We don't want them going into landfills, so we're really aggressively looking at different ways to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think our listeners may not realize just all the things that could be potential second lives for these batteries once they've done what they do with the vehicles. What are some of those potential second uses that you think could be more commonplace in the years to come?
Rivian is looking to help in Puerto Rico, a village where there's inconsistent power grid, level out with power storage based on their battery packs. Great test of that hypothesis. As far as other second use, the challenge today is the cost of the new battery cells is coming down as more and more demand and more capacity is developed. So it's a little bit of a challenge, because a lot of storage applications, you're able to buy the batteries new cheaper than you can get them into the secondary use market. But we think that it's just a matter of time before there'll be enough supply where, you know, we'll be able to develop things like home storage of energy and, you know, fleet depot type grid, you know, microgrids to help with regenerating and balancing out how power is pulled off of the grid so that you can charge, you can pull power off at times where it's optimal and then push the power out of the battery storage systems and into the vehicles themselves. So it's just really early, but there's a lot of really great opportunities there. And then the recycling, just making sure that these batteries don't go into the landfills, and how we can responsibly reuse them and recycle them is another whole area of opportunity.
Are you guys going to be doing any kind of anything on the service end for Rivian?
We're going to help with their commercial fleet work with the Amazon vehicles and help with the, you know, through our Manheim business, we do a lot of in-fleeting and defleeting of fleets today. So that'll just be one more offering that we can help Rivian with in-fleeting those vehicles.
Well, let's take a step back and talk kind of big picture electrification and dealerships across the country. I know Cox has longstanding relationships with dealers. Are they ready for this electric vehicle revolution that has long been coming? Where are the kind of blind spots there?
For those like General Motors dealers and now Ford dealers and Mercedes and BMW dealers, Fiat dealers, they've had an initial, you know, shipments of new electric vehicles, and so they're getting themselves prepared. I think that the broader industry is really moving more quickly towards preparing themselves just because of the commercial fleets that we see going electric very rapidly. And then there's a lot of new models announced over the next, you know, 4 to 5 years that are all electric, and the dealers are starting to install the charging infrastructure and educating their salespeople on, you know, the benefits of an electric vehicle, and then having to transition at least part of their service department over to high voltage service. So, you know, like anything, I think there's a group of early movers, but I think we've moved towards the back end of that, and now the height of the bell curve is starting to get engaged.
How much of a bell curve is it? How big of a shift is that going to be when you get into service lanes and trade-in desks and all that?
Yeah, you know, I think what's 2% today turns into 5%, turns into 10%, turns into 25% of the fleet and sales. You know, at least a quarter of what you're doing is going to have to be educated or prepared for dealing with electric vehicle appraisals. And then ultimately the ownership experience for the consumer around educating on how to charge and what service elements are needed to keep the vehicle going. You know, I think it's, you know, fortunately we have some time to go through an education process from the OEMs and then companies like Cox Automotive and Rivian to the dealer network to get them ready.
And there are all sorts of projections out there about how quickly this electrification movement will actually come. In which projection do you put the most stock in? I mean, how quickly are we going to see this happen now that there are so many new models coming out and, you know, we've been stuck at 1-2% for so long?
If you look at the dialogue right now, it's all going to be about how consumers react to all the new models and supply. You know, there's still range anxiety is still, you know, a core issue, and then the initial cost of purchase. But all that being said, there's so many new models from, you know, at different price points that, you know, we're really going to get a good gauge of, is the American consumer ready? So beside that is the commercial fleets where, you know, the total cost of ownership around operating an electric fleet is, you know, more attractive than an internal combustion engine. Plus, a lot of these companies have aggressive sustainability effort objectives. And so long way of saying, I think we're going to see rapid adoption in the commercial fleet sector, which will drive a lot of volume as we gauge, and the market gauges where consumers are from a demand standpoint.
So, if you're looking at rapid adoption of the commercial fleet, are there still any barriers in that space? Are there things that are problems yet to be solved that once you get over those humps, it should go pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it's the classic, you know, how are you going to charge them all? And, you know, where will you charge them? Do you charge them at fleet depots? Do you charge them at delivery centers? And I think the industry is starting to energize around where and how to make sure that there's the appropriate chargers. And then you have grid implications around, do you have the appropriate transformer or capacity around these charging depots to make sure that you have the actual electrons that can safely flow through the chargers and into the battery. That all needs to just play out. But I have confidence in the industry and the state governments to make sure that we've got the capital and the resources to make that happen. We're in a little bit of a chicken and the egg, right? You know, you got to have the demand in order to generate the need to develop the supply.
That's Joe George, Mobility Group President at Cox Automotive, speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham. Cox announced this fall it has invested $350 million in Rivian. You can catch up to all our Rivian coverage at WGLT.org/Rivian.